This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, May 28th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un held a surprise meeting at the demilitarized zone Saturday, aimed at keeping inter-Korean relations and a possible summit between Mr. Kim and President Donald Trump on track, reports the Wall Street Journal. It also came days after Trump abruptly scrapped a planned summit with the North Korean dictator in Singapore on June 12th, only to say a day later that it might still take place. Sadly, last Friday, 66.4% of the Irish ditched the Eighth Amendment in Ireland, which had recognized the, quote, right to life of the unborn with an equal right to life of the mother, end quote. It protected more than 100,000 Irish unborn babies from death by abortion, reports Life News. To their shame, Facebook and Google banned pro-life advertising about the abortion referendum. In a surprise appearance before a pastor's conference in Washington, D.C. called Watchmen on the Wall, organized by Family Research Council, Vice President Mike Pence shared a life-changing moment for him that came in Wilmore, Kentucky, back in 1978.
You know, I've been raised going to church every Sunday morning, a very faithful family, believing parents, but when I went off to college, and I kind of set all that stuff aside, but there I was, the end of my freshman year, at this Christian music conference, and heard one clear presentation of the gospel after another, and then when the rain gently fell that Saturday night, 40 years ago this spring, I literally walked down and gave my life to Jesus Christ. And so I just want you to continue to share the gospel, share that life-changing message.
Pence honored the importance of the pastor's ministries and prayers, citing 1 Peter 3:15.
I truly do believe that other than the service of those who wear the uniform of the United States, especially our cherished fallen, that the ministries that you lead, the prayers that you pray, are the greatest consequence in the life of the nation. And so I encourage you to keep it up. Keep preaching the good news. Keep preaching in season and out of season, as the Bible says. Always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have.
And the vice president emphasized Trump's commitment to the unborn babies.
I couldn't be more proud to serve as vice president to the most pro-life president in American history. It's true. Think about it. It was a few days after the inauguration, the president reinstituted the Mexico City policy, banning federal funding for abortion organizations around the world. And we empowered states to defund Planned Parenthood. And just this last week, the president reinstituted the rule at HHS to prohibit Title X funding from going to organizations that provide or perform abortions. Standing without apology for the unborn and the sanctity of life. That's President Donald Trump. That's what you all have done.
It was the moment the Me Too movement had been waiting for. Harvey Weinstein in handcuffs last Friday, reports the Associated Press. With his hands locked behind his back, the once powerful Hollywood figure emerged from a police station as his lawyer, Benjamin Brofman, declared his client's innocence.
Mr. Weinstein has always maintained that any sexual activity he engaged in was consensual. Women who have made these allegations, when subjected to cross-examination, in the event we even get that far, that the charges will not be believed by 12 people, assuming we get 12 fair people who are not consumed by the movement that seems to have overtaken this case.
The attorney differentiated between what is immoral and what is illegal.
Mr. Weinstein did not invent the casting couch in Hollywood, and to the extent that there is bad behavior in that industry, that is not what this is about. Bad behavior is not on trial in this case. It's only if you intentionally committed a criminal act, and Mr. Weinstein vigorously denies that.
Proverbs 14:12 cuts through the legal mumbo-jumbo. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. The Parents Television Council, a TV watchdog group, issued an urgent warning this week to parents and schools about Netflix's second season of the suicide-themed 13 Reasons Why, saying the series will leave children and teens feeling even more hopeless and depressed, reports Christian Headlines. After Netflix released season one, Google saw a 26% spike in the phrase, quote, how to commit suicide, end quote. And finally, after 8 months of behind-the-scenes work, some Republicans and conservative advocacy groups will soon release a proposal intended to spark another push to repeal Obamacare and replace it with a plan that would give states more control over health policy, reports the Wall Street Journal. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, May 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.